Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for March 2nd, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up, a beta feature is rolling out to a limited group of YouTube Stories users, which lets them swap out their background images. This new, quote, video segmentation tool, end quote, doesn't use any depth sensing tech, but simply analyzes the ordinary image with neural networks to determine where the foreground and background meet. Once it does that, it applies the backgrounds like a bright sun, a moon, and other weird filters in real time. As mentioned, the feature is in limited beta, so not everyone has it just yet. Next up, we took a look at the latest version of Google Duo in our APK Insight post for the day. The latest version is rolling out this morning, and it reveals more about the phone number only guest mode, while hinting at upcoming features like messaging, Google account linking, and a revamped screen sharing interface. Notably, Google has been working on an audio and video messaging feature for the last several versions of Duo, currently named Clip. We've now managed to fully enable this functionality. You can head over to 9to5 Google to check that out. Finally, in this week's Fuchsia Friday, we cover how Flutter is paving the way for the Mountain View company's Skunkworks Fuchsia OS. Assuming the OS will eventually be an important part of Google's efforts, promoting Flutter as a great way to build cross-platform iOS and Android apps will certainly be of benefit. For sake of demonstration, our Kyle Bradshaw developed a bare-bones Flutter app and got it running on his Pixelbook. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Pocket Casts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday.